Hi, my name's Laura Sutherland.
And I'm Emma Skelly.
And we're here today to do a podcast for our blog, Aura Social, which you can find on www.auraprsocial.wordpress.com. And you can find it through our website, through Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. Today's subject is media relations, and we are looking at the changing times of media relations and how we interact with some journalists. Some people refer to media relations as PR, but actually PR uses a multiple communications tools to communicate messages to target audiences, and media relations just happens to be one of them.
And at Aura PR, we look at a range of platforms that can get our clients' message out to the wider public. We've recently been looking at video, as you can see through our blog, which is good for us as a company as well as for our clients. And we also look at social media. Although while doing this, we want to be sure not to discount print media, because there is always still going to be a place for it. We just find that more often than not now, it can be beneficial to use social media, which enables you to get your message out to a wider audience, and this can be done in a matter of seconds. Recently, we've noticed this with a couple of the online newspaper sites, where we will be picking up on news stories the afternoon one day, and then you pick up the paper the next morning and read the same story in print there. So from that point of view, it is, you know, obviously online is reaching people a lot quicker and, you know, reaching a wider audience.
So probably a good question to ask is the press release dying? Because I think, going back to what we originally talked about, a lot of people think PR is media relations and getting press releases out. But I think what people have to remember, and what we're conscious of when we're advising clients, is that press releases are about releasing news, and it has to be newsworthy and it has to be relevant. And obviously, if we are choosing the media that we work with for any specific press release or news release that we're sending out, it has to be relevant to their audience as well. And it was actually good the other day. We went to the Gorkana and STV press briefing, where we actually got to meet the head of news for STV, the news editor and the online digital editor as well. And we got to ask questions and find out what's relevant to them, how they're taking their news and how they put it all together. And part two up next.